Well, so much going on the past week. It's been a busy week that I forgot to give thanks to those who cleaned up the sanctuary and Murphy oiled the pews you're sitting on. Hopefully no one's sliding around too much, and vacuumed the pew pads, and just took the time to get everything decorated, or not decorated, but cleaned up and prepared for Holy Week. And I had a sermon prepared. I'm glad it says homily in the bulletin, because everything kind of changed yesterday for me. It changed because we usually do this the Saturday before Easter. In other words, we go through Holy Week, and we have our services on Maundy Thursday and Good Friday, and then Saturday come in and spruce it up and make it look bright and glorious and beautiful for Easter Sunday. This year it was pushed back. Just there were so many things going on that we got everything ready for Palm Sunday. The palms were in place. Actually, about the only thing that wasn't in place today was me and my brain. But everything else was perfect. And I started to think, as Jesus was coming into Jerusalem, the people were prepared. They were so prepared, they had the palm branches they brought in from the fields. They put their cloaks down. They were excited. They were jubilant. Hosanna! Hosanna to the Son of David! And in a matter of a few days, those cries of Hosanna to the Son of David turned into crucify him. What a big change. And as I sat and was turning out the lights yesterday and looking on the sanctuary where there wasn't anything out of place. Everything was just where it should be. The hymnals were all put three in a row, pushed over to the left with two pens, two different colors, mind you, and Purell soap in each of those little openings. Just perfect for Palm Sunday. And yet, when we leave here, when we move on with the rest of the day, with the rest of the week, with the rest of the year, how different can we be from those who were shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David? Not much different at all, unfortunately. But that's the beauty of our trip to the cross, because it's not on us. It's not on what we do. It's not on how beautiful everything looks. In fact, it's not even on how quickly we turn away from the one who stands in front of us to give us peace. Because if it was on us, we would be in the same predicament as the rest of the people throughout this Lenten Holy Week. We've been concentrating on the words of Jesus from the cross on our Wednesdays. And one stood out to me that dominated over all the rest. And this is before he's on the cross, but it's from our reading today. If you, he says to the crowds, if you had only known this day what would bring you peace. It's so easy to fall away from what's given to us, the beautiful gift. It's so easy to be mad at the people who don't believe or write them off as lost. And yet our Savior comes in, humbly riding on a donkey, saying to all of us, if you, only you, would know what would give you peace. We watched the Passion of the Christ on Friday. It's a violent, I will say, a violent depiction of the last 12 hours of Jesus' life. Accurate, I would go out on a limb saying, I would say accurate depicting crucifixion is violent as it is, but it's different. You can sit back and watch a horror movie. You can sit back and even watch a true crime, but you know they're actors. They're just actors. It's all fake. They're just putting together something on the screen to entertain us. And as I sat there and watched it, you can't help but realize that although this is an actor and this is special effects, it's quite real. This is what our Savior voluntarily went through, because we don't get if you, even you, had known on this day what would bring you peace. It goes right over our heads. And he says, for this day I have come. This is my hour. Shut those people up. If I shut them up, the rocks would scream out praise. This is the glory of the cross. Some people want to hide it. They don't want to talk about it. And they want to focus only on the resurrection. But we must walk through this week together, as hard as it can be, and know that it is by His mercy. Not what we deserved, but by His mercy, as that beautiful choir anthem went, that we can have the peace of God. Not through a clean sanctuary, not through spotless windows, not through what we put in the offering plate. Those are all effects of grace running through our hearts. But by His mercy, we have the peace of knowing that we will be with our Savior for eternity. Amen.